Breakfast with Ali Clark.
Weekdays from 6
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Let's now have a look at this hub, which has been described as a state-first response to supporting Aboriginal people who have come in from remote communities to the city. Now, I read about this in Daily yesterday, and so I'm now following up with Lois Boswell. She's the Department of Human Services Deputy Chief Executive. Good morning.
Good morning, Ali.
Where will this hub be set up, and what will it be trying to do?
So COVID's had many effects on all of us, Ali, and one of the ones we've seen is an increase in visitors from remote communities, both from South Australia and interstate, who are staying in Adelaide, and some are getting caught in heavy drinking cycles and others are finding it difficult to find places to stay. And they've been sleeping rough, a number of people within the city parklands. And so we're setting up a hub called Putiyon Gana Yerta, Bush in the City. And it's a temporary multi-agency outreach and case management service for Aboriginal visitors from remote areas. And it'll be operating 24/7 in the southern parklands near Greenhill Road. And we are responding to council and state government working together. But most importantly, we've been working with elders, and particular the elders from Ghana and from Anangu Pitjantjatjara Yankunytjatjara APY leaders, mm-hmm. to find solutions to the complex problems that the group faces. And the Putiyon Gana Yerta will have cultural leadership embedded at every step of the way during the time that, mm-hmm. that the hub exists. And we're very grateful that we're going to have elders and cultural leaders and interpreters there for the process.
You mentioned support. Obviously, you've outlined some of the elder support there, but what other services will be available?
So we'll have all the services that have traditionally worked with groups that need it, including non-government organisations will be working with us, but we will have housing services there, we'll have health services there, most definitely the different types of supports for court, and the ability to coordinate drug and alcohol services and possibly return to country for those who wish to go.
Okay. You mentioned alcohol, I think, is one of the first flow-on issues out of this. When we first started speaking, will there be specific support services available for those that might be addicted to alcohol?
Absolutely. Drug and alcohol services are working quite closely with us, and they're working and trying to listen and themselves develop new models. We're working on models that might be more culturally appropriate, but drug and alcohol services and specialists will be there at the hub.
Uncle Geoffrey Newchurch is with us. He is a Ghana elder. Good morning, Uncle Geoffrey.
Good morning, Ali.
What do you think?
No, we welcome it. I mean, you know, the critical position from Ghana and like all other stuff, especially with the Greener Adelaide space, we've been working with Aboriginal groups, and it was important that we got together with the APY executive to look at, you know, what does that memorandum of understanding look like, and how can we, you know, be of assist to each other, because, you know, that's a critical thing that was left out a bit is, you know, we were a foresight in having, you know, a position around working with our Aboriginal communities, working together, and, you know, to have a controlled area within the parklands, you know, that's great. And I know the Lord Mayor Sandy, she's been critical in this because early in the year, you know, she supported Ghana after we've been working with the Greener Adelaide and the former NRM TAB cultural programs on Adelaide. And that campfire is very important because it gives us that opportunity with our cultural practices to have that freedom and have that movement to talk to each other and also to look at ourselves, you know, the past injustices, the present situation where we're restricted on compliance and all of that. So having Adelaide City Council on Tuesday, you know, support this program is a tremendous, you know, step forward in getting a united approach to, you know, Aboriginals working with Aboriginal people. Mm.